Blog Talk Radio.
Fellow Americans, it is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
My name is Dr. Dre.
Yeah. Sir Robert Ford.
Okay, we get it. Start the show.
You gotta get the Zoom too, Gary, right?
I can still hear you.
Yeah, what about Zoom?
I'm working on that.
Okay.
Oh, I'm unable to connect.
Okay, hold on. Let's get this going. Let me get everyone on the everyone in. Looks like we're able to get them in the show. Bum-bum. All right, gentlemen.
Yeah, Blog Talk was messed me up. I had to dial in a couple of times. So.
Yeah, it said that they're experiencing
same for me.
Issues with a lot
I was
of
having
broadcast
issues too.
Issues, so. Yeah, I just got. There's been a message, so it's like a little off. Yeah, that's a little weird, man. So appreciate your patience, America, everyone. We're just kind of getting some technical difficulties with the platform, but we'll get it figured out here. I'm just glad you're able to get it. So Gary, JQ was able to get in into the Zoom. So I guess you're
yeah, I'm working on connecting now. We'll see.
Okay.
We thought it was you, Dre.
Yeah, I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, you're gonna have to give me a break today, man. My pup is not feeling good, so I'm gonna have to handle make a tough decision on her and.
Oh no,
Eric Montross passed, man. So it's been it's been one of those weeks, man. So just bear with me, man. So yeah.
Yeah, yes, but Eric Montross, that hit me hard, too, as a Tar Heel fan. So I couldn't believe that, man. 52 years old, wow, dealing with cancer.
Yeah.
He went to the same high school as I did. Him and I hate to admit, Greg Oden went to the same high school as Mike Connolly, too. They went to Lawrence North in Indianapolis. So they went to the same high school. They went to the same school I went to in high school. And then this is dating me because Alan Henderson used to play back and forth. So that back at Buff, so they used to play back and forth too. So that was just interesting to hear. Tim is a big dog, Glenn Robinson in Indiana. So there's a lot of ties as far as you know that, but it's been a rough couple hours, man. So bear with me. So yeah.
I saw your cousin on Saturday, man. Mike Woodson almost pulled off the upset against Kansas.
Yeah, man. He's doing some things. No, he's actually related to us, believe it or not. JQ.
Oh, is he? Okay.
He's in the family, actually. So, yeah, he's actually the cousin, man. So, yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah, we used to talk a lot.
Good thing I want JQ because he might bad something out of him on the show.
Yeah, man. Appreciate
that. No, we're going to do that.
Mike's got better things than be dealing with us, man. I'll hit him up be like, yo, my guy JQ does not talk good.
No. I'm not going to do that.
So, I'm going to go around.
Anybody else having problems with the Zoom?
I was able to get in.
You'll be getting in.
I'm just logging on my laptop, so I'm behind.
Okay. All right.
Imagine that.
Try to get to browser, Gary, see if that works. And we'll go from there. Gary's normally number one, so I can't talk too much junk, even though, again, you were kind of
that's
kicking
true.
Your balls down, too, with the Falcons, man. So, but other than that, man,
mm-hmm.
talk to Gary.
You saw how that worked? You saw how that worked out?
Habitual line stepper part two. He has to
you
take
see how that worked out?
On green. Yeah, I see exactly.
Y'all can't call me that no more. Gary's got me beat by long shot as far as the habitual line.
Oh, yeah, at least about. He's by far ahead.
Yeah, he's taking the torch running with
him. He's retired now. He don't have much else to do but hang chandeliers and fix doorknobs and be an habitual line stepper.
Talk shit, yeah, that's right. As they're getting on, JQ, man, how you feeling, man? You okay?
Yeah, man, I'm all right. I also had, you know, some bad news in the past week. You know, I got to go to a service on Friday. So, yeah, so I feel your pain there, Dre. But, yeah, I'm just maintaining, watching my Lakers be awful. And trying to see, I'm conflicted with these Bengals. Like, I wanted us to get a better draft pick, but now that we can't have it, I want them to win. So I'm like, now I want them to win, they're going to lose. So I'm like, damn.
Yeah. You know, it was it's interesting you talk about
confliction, right?
Because, yeah. We'll talk about who you're targeting, JQ, if you get that draft pick, man. Because it's the same thing for us.
I don't know.
right.
Because I don't know where they're going to end up, right? Like, when they were lost, girl, and they had lost those, I was like, oh, we can get to the top 10. We can get Brock. I wanted Brock Bowers. Like, if you if you have to lose, see, with franchise T and Jamar, and then get Brock Bowers, and then I was like, who the offense is going to be ridiculous. But now I have no idea where they're going to end up at, because if so, they could be 13th,
they
could be 24th.
Yeah.
Well, when you look at how many quarterbacks have dropped, you know, in the AFC right now, it's like insane. And it looked like the Bengals were probably better off than most teams in the AFC when it came to a backup quarterback situation. So,
and I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I'll get
Pittsburgh,
kind of,
man, they barely scored 10 points a game.
Yeah, don't you confuse that. We got to go play in Pittsburgh. They're going to be ready to play. Just know that. I told you last week it was going to be a close game. It'll be a close game again this week.
Man, but you also predicted Pittsburgh to win last week.
Yeah, I did.
And we tried to tell you that ship is sailed. Man,
I did.
Man.
And that's the worst thing about going into Pittsburgh, where Mason Rudolph, he's going to have the game of his life off of silliness. So that's the way the NFL works. Who else
you
is
going
to go?
Man, you see the way the coaches ran the ball down their throat in the second half of the game? Man, that was unreal seeing that to a Steelers defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's also in Indianapolis and not at Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's that's true. I'll give you that. But Steelers.
I didn't mean to derail it. Talk to them. We got to get the show started. I didn't mean to derail it.
I know that wasn't a game that we weren't supposed to predict, but the Steelers won't be able to score enough points to beat the Bengals. Without Burrow and Chase, they still won't be able to score enough points to beat the Bengals.
Yeah, we'll see. That's going to be tough. I hate not having to chase.
So who are you picking?
I'm picking the Bengals.
Okay. So you agree with me.
Who are you picking?
You're not looking right here. Pick the against the Bengals. I'll give you that, but I feel like that might happen. I ain't going to say it out loud.
Rob, how you feeling?
Yeah, doing great,
Rob,
man.
How you feeling?
Had a lettuce wrap burger with some asparagus tonight.
Wow.
Had some tomato basil and asparagus for lunch today. And yesterday, man, the New York pizza in New York City was off the chain, man. So I had to get back right with the asparagus today.
Man, you've been wilding. You was in New York this week?
Yesterday, yeah. Yeah, man, I was in Manhattan, okay, man, living it up with some pizza, man.
Come on, baller. That rock, man. Rob being like 2, 3, 6, 4 cities in a given week every week on the low.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody.
Yeah. Not a problem.
Big money. That's not true.
It's big time. It's big time.
I'm just traveling, though.
Nah. New York, something in the water, man. They do got some of the best pizza, man, and they talk about not eating food on the street, but, man, that is some amazing food that's just, man. You cannot go wrong for sure, man. So good stuff.
New York and Chicago for sure on the pizza, man.
True. Yep. We didn't get any pizza when we were in Chicago last time, Rob. Did we get pizza there? I know we stopped at that one restaurant, but we didn't get any pizza like any Chicago style. That I don't remember getting any because we were just kind of in and out. But you probably got some, but I didn't get some, you know. Oh, did he drop off? Rob dropped off. Gary, how you feeling, man?
How could you? For some reason, I couldn't
hear you. I'm doing great. Now that Rob got off, doing even better.
See?
He's back on.
See?
He's back on. Habitual Line Stepper is back.
I thought he was off.
This 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 episode is brought to you by Draymond Green's defense courses. If you want to get in line with Draymond Green, his defense courses.
Suspended indefinitely. I'm taking a swing at someone for that. It was an accident.
Oh my goodness gracious. Let's get to the show real quickly because we've been derailed too much here. It's been an interesting start. We'll talk about our teams and what's going on too, because this is a place of healing, I would say, not only just for sports, but one day we'll get a chance to open up to each other and just talk about stuff. Doesn't have to be on the show, but later, a little later on too. But 424-243-9519, that's the number. We're on Twitter, at the number 12, THMN Sports, and Facebook.com/TalkinSports with the 12th man. So about 50 minutes to go here. We got a lot of things to discuss. And let's get into Rob is basketball heavy here. We'll talk about a couple things here. We'll talk about some top five teams in basketball. Rob, keep it off. You can talk about Marquette and all that fun stuff. And go from there.
Yeah, top five, man. Purdue right now, the Big Ten. Big Zach Edey, 7 feet four, over 300 pounds, man. And, man, they've already beaten Arizona this past weekend. They beat Gonzaga, Marquette, Alabama, and Tennessee already. So they got an impressive resume, only one loss. But, you know, we've seen this out of Purdue the last 2 years, and then they get to the tournament and they lay an egg, right? You know, so, I mean, they're still not the most athletic team, but when their guards are shooting the ball the way they shoot the ball so far this season, they're tough to beat. And with Zach Edey in the middle, he's tough to stop. I got Kansas, Kevin McCurler and Hunter Dickerson. They've already beaten UConn and Indiana. They beat Indiana in Indiana this past weekend, the game I was referring to earlier with Dre's cousin, Mike Woodson. I got Houston, number three. Houston's still undefeated. L.J. Cryer and Jamal Shea are some dogs. They get it done on both ends of the floor. Arizona, number four. They got Caleb Love, transfer from North Carolina. And number five, got UConn, a defending champs. They've already beaten North Carolina and Gonzaga. So they're a team that potentially can move up. And I tell you what, a team to watch is Kentucky, man. I watched them play against North Carolina on Saturday. Man, even though they got a bunch of freshmen on that team, they got some tremendous athletes on that team, man. So Calipari might have something there. So they're a team to watch for sure.
Did you go to the game?
Which one?
The Kentucky game. Was here in Atlanta. Did you go?
Oh, no. I didn't go. I watched it on TV.
I was going to say, I know how you are. It's like, oh, yeah, I was in there. I was in the Masters watching it. So you wasn't using the damn press box. I don't know. I'm not into college basketball quite yet, so I'll take your word for it. I know I saw Marquette acting the fool, and they just lost. That I do know about. But you're right. Purdue is always like that. They always win and have a good resume, and they get out there and do good to make the Sweet 16. So I reserve judgment.
Well,
the Buckeyes beat UCLA, though.
So what?
I don't think UCLA, though, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, Shaka Smart is 0-3 at Providence, and so he's lost again. Good coach as he is, for some reason he can't win at Providence, and Providence beat him pretty bad last night, 72-57. Devin Carter had 22 points and 8 rebounds. He had 5 threes, and what a name, Ticket Games. He also hit 5 threes. Providence.
They
were
due.
Off the,
I thought Marquette was due for one of those games because they were playing – on day nine. And that's what it was like. It was just due for one of those hiccups, and it happens. And sometimes you just have a place where it doesn't make any sense. Like Philadelphia, as good as Philadelphia has been in football, they can't beat Pete Carroll in Seattle. Like, you just have those places and those teams that have your number, and sometimes it just happens like that. So it's wild that it's Providence for Marquette, but Marquette had been playing good ball. That I do know. Every time I looked at Marquette was on TV smacking people. I was like, damn. Did Dwayne Wade come back?
Right,
why is Marquette killing
official line to project.
He always finds these big athletic dudes, man. I don't know where he get them from. But he did it at Texas. He did it when he was at VCU, and now he's doing it at Marquette. And he always finds a way to find these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They downtown Milwaukee. It's only 2 hours from Chicago. So if you can get some of that Chicago market and convince them to go up into Wisconsin – You got a really hot bed mm-hmm. out there in Chicago.
Yep. Yeah, that Big East Conference is still a good conference of basketball, even though none of those schools play football anymore. But
yeah.
Or never did, really. Or they play Division II football like Villanova does. But, mm-hmm. yeah, that's a tough basketball conference. Providence, 10-2, 1-0 in the Big East, so they're quietly off to a good start.
It's still cupcake season. We're going to find out in a minute. Go ahead, Gary.
Oh, I've suspended myself for these first two topics.
Put yourself on a self you
suspended indefinitely.
Yeah.
We're going to suspend you. We're going to suspend you indefinitely from being a habitual line stepper too.
He can't help.
Oh,
he's
no.
a bracelet.
Yeah.
He's embraced that villain role.
Gary's going to be in the transfer portal pretty soon, so we'll keep an eye on that too as well. Too. So
hope I don't go to Miami.
But shit, Miami didn't have a bad day today.
Fine, we'll talk about that.
They did have a good
really
day.
Quickly, John Morant had a big.
Still got the same coach.
Yeah, John.
Yeah,
that was
ridiculous. Sorry, go ahead, Rock.
Yeah, you say it again. That was ridiculous, man. The way he just
started
off was up by like 20 points in that game, and John Morant just came and took over that game in the second half. He was unreal. You know, I'm thinking, dude, been out 25 games, gonna come in rusty.
Conditioning,
but man,
right.
Come to find out, the NBA is suspending these guys, but they let them practice with the team. Man, what kind of foolishness is that? And Draymond Green is suspended.
You know why? So they won't go out in the streets and do nothing crazy? Listen, you take their check away and to be able to play the game is one thing. If you take them away from all organized activity, so they're just at the house by themselves, if you're young and you ain't got no family, nothing to keep you grounded, listen, I'm still on David Stern said, if we suspend these dudes and we don't let them come be around in the building, they might kill themselves or kill somebody else or get into worse trouble. So kudos to them for letting them practice but not play, because you completely could lose them. 25 games, that's a lot to say.
Yeah.
You can't even go to the facility.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking he's going to come in the game rusty. But, man,
yeah.
The Pels had a four-game winning streak going prior to that. Man, he just came out in the second half and just the Pels had no answer for him. Willie Green wouldn't send a double team at him to get the ball out of his hands. It was a straight one-on-one and I mean, they had no answer for him. I mean, he was just unstoppable last night. And it shows that he's ready to be an NBA All-Star very quickly again. So, I mean, how good he is just insane. And the way he was
if they could have kept him from driving and let him shoot three-pointers, he was 0 for 5, you know.
That's easier said than done.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. My thing is, you know you couldn't stop him, run a double team at him, get the ball out of his hands, and make somebody else beat you. You got to make that decision at some point. When they went on that run in the second half, I mean, you saw that he was the playmaker making things happen. You got to stop that at some point. Run a double team, get somebody else to shoot the ball. Desmond Bain was kind of cold for a while in that game, too. So, you know, I take my chances of somebody else beating me. I mean, he was getting to the cup with ease.
Well, I think what they banked on is, to your point, not also just the rustiness, but the conditioning. Man, you can get on the treadmill.
Yep.
You can get on the anti-grav machine.
Right.
Nothing prepares you except for the up and down, the hard stops, baseline to baseline, sideline to sideline, as playing actual basketball games. And I thought they were like, if I'm New Orleans, I'm like, yeah, keep giving it to them. Let him burn himself out. Those jumpers will start coming up short. Those legs will start coming up short because those legs go out because you're tired because you haven't played an NBA game. I don't care what you're doing in practice.
Yep.
You only go so hard in practice when you got 3 games in 5 days or 6 days. You have more walkthroughs than you have actual hard run practice. So that's what I was more impressed with. You come back after 25 games and lost that many minutes and be that effective, not just the rustiness, but just not being like, whoo, coach, we need a 20. I'm tired. Like, that for me, was the most impressive part about it. We all know John has some talent in the athleticism. But to be able to just to walk back in, like, you know, like you just say, hey, I got next to Y, and just run it, like, that's wild. You got to give him a ton of credit. And I told y'all guys that last week. I said, he's going to come back so mad because he already plays like that because he feels like people didn't give him the credit that he should have had. Now, I didn't really break any laws, but I got suspended, and I'm going to come back. He was either going to go 0 for 20, or he was going to do what he did last night. There was going to be no in-between because he was going to go so hard. But I'm really amazed at his condition to be able to play the second half that many minutes and still be that effective.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see how they turn their season around going forward. You look at the Grizzlies right now, they're 13th out of 15 teams in the Western Conference. They're 7-19. And, I mean, they're a good 6.5 games back behind Phoenix right now, who's in the 10th spot. But there's still a lot of basketball left, man. I mean, you want to play like maybe a third of the season right now. So there's still a lot of basketball left for them to get back into this conversation. They got some other guys hurt on that team, too. Marcus Smart is still out. Brandon Clark is still out from the Achilles injury from last year. And so it's going to be interesting. He made a huge difference in that game last night. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. I mean, you got to win 12 in a row just to get to 500. That's tough.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good stuff. Anything habitual line stepper? You got something?
No, I got nothing on that.
Interesting. Good stuff. There's definitely a theme here, and, you know, we're going to talk about the theme here, the Draymond-less Warriors. And I got to say, man, just what an impressive win. I mean, you know, again, it was a thing of beauty, right? So you're watching the game. Shout out again to Indiana, and we're going to give some shout out to love to Trace Jackson Davis. Just you know, having a great double-double, 10 points, 13 rebounds, 3 blocks. And what you noticed whenever I was watching the game, they kept running the high pick and roll, right? It's like, man, Kerr, damn, run that damn high pick and roll. Horford was kind of sneaking off. They were basically, you know, obviously letting doing picks for Drew, you know, Drew off of Holiday, off of Curry. He was making perfect passes. CP3 had 12 assists. I mean, this was actually pretty impressive to see a good win against a really obviously the top team in the East. If you're, you know, obviously happening with Milwaukee, but it was just impressive to see that the way that they're able to kind of, you know, turn around the season. You know, Clay played well. The bench Kuminga was dunking on folks. It was just really good to see a well engineered team. Something we haven't seen in a while. You know, obviously Draymond's been gone, so we've won minus Draymond and his antics. So, you know, that cloud is kind of away from the team, you know. So it's interesting to see what's happening with this. And right now, keep on getting your counseling, Draymond. The team's been playing well. So it's kind of interesting to see how they've kind of responded, actually. So I'm impressed for sure. Great, great win.
Yeah, Warriors in the 11th spot in the Western Conference. So they're one game behind Phoenix in that 10th spot right now. So Warriors 13-14, Phoenix 14-13. How about the top 10 teams in the West, all above 500? Better.
Yeah.
Well, with the Warriors, they're a team that, you know, they're right on that border of whether or not they're going to make the playoffs and stuff right now. I'm thinking that they're probably going to get on a run, and I'm thinking that they're probably going to make the playoffs. Where they end up,
champion, baby.
I don't know. It's going to be on the lower end of where they end up, you know.
True.
6, 7, 8, whatever.
No.
Get that matchup. You never know, man. You get that.
You
matchup.
Know, but there'll be a team. There'll be a team that could possibly be a problem for one of these upper teams, because just like Rudy Tomjanovich said, never underestimate the heart of a champion.
Heart of a champion. Yep.
They will have. Hopefully, they will have Draymond back. And that he'll be, and they'll need him to make any kind of a run. They need him. He's a, you know, he's one of those guys that gets that does that shit that, you know, he'll do his Draymond thing. If he can control that, and they can stay healthy, they're going to be a team that is going to push one of these upper seed teams. Whether or not they have enough to win is another thing. They can. They'll have the ability. It'll be there for them if they can get their old legs up underneath them one more time in the playoffs. But they'll be one of those teams that could be very scary in the playoffs.
I don't think could. Will be very scary. You're going to look around and see people dodging and arresting people those last 2 weeks of the season, not trying to get the goddamn Warriors. in that first round because they're going to be a problem like yep. they did. I just feel like they just got, like you said, they got to get healthy. Got to get Klay back on going. Klay, like, he was good, but you got to get Klay more consistent. But Klay, listen, Klay went for 30-something points in the quarter. If they can get 70% of that Klay to come back and play with the way Steph is playing and you get Draymond's apiece, because you don't want to take away what makes Draymond Draymond by having him not be that aggressive guy that is the tone setter for that team because he doesn't want to get suspended again. So that's the piece of it. How long does it take Draymond when he gets back to find this line and stay on this side of it? Because that's where he is now. They've already told you, we're not playing with you no more. So when you come back, you don't need Draymond not to be Draymond because you don't want to get suspended, because that takes away from his effectiveness and what he brings to that Warriors team. So I'd be really interested to see when he comes back how long it takes for him to get to that point where he knows, okay, here's the line. I can only go right up here to it like this. I mean, that's still, but that line, can I push it a little bit and get it right here to make me be the person and the player I need to be for the Warriors? But, yeah, I never counted them out. It's going to take some time for now with Draymond foolishness, but it was always going to take a little bit of a time to figure out how CP3 fit into that system because they're too small to play them all together. He has to set him off the bench. How do I stagger these minutes? How do I put these other guys on the second unit with CP3, which makes him and them effective? That was always going to take a little give and take. So if you expect them to come in and just blow the doors off, it wasn't going to work that way because of where CP3 is in his career, but what he could still give them to that team. So you don't want to be in that top four for real, that top three, and get Golden State in that first round because it's going to be like Michigan when they got that number one seed and they found out they were fucking playing Alabama. You saw how that changed. Yeah.
Oh.
You might have some of that.
Yeah. And I agree with you guys, too. I think they're going to be a team that nobody's not going to face in the playoffs. But I don't think they're a championship team anymore. But I think they will be a team that's just going to cause some headaches to some teams. The only reason I say they're not a championship team anymore is because of the size. I think teams like Minnesota would eat them up in the paint. I think teams like Denver would eat them up in the paint. I think a team like the Lakers will eat them up in the paint. And there was another team. I'm drawing a blank here. There was a fourth team in the Western Conference. I think the size and the interior presence will give them problems in the paint. So, I mean, it's still a team you don't want to see. But like I said, the Minnesotas of the world, the Denvers of the world, the Lakers of the world, their size.
Don't put Minnesota in that. Minnesota in that. They got two big dudes. Of the softest big dudes in the NBA. Come on, man. Rudy and Kat are soft. They got the size. They soft, and you can pump them. You know you can. I'll give you Denver, and the Lakers also need another big to go with AD. But if I'm playing Minnesota, they have the size, but I don't – Gobert and Kat don't intimidate you when you walk in like,
no,
I can't drive.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't drive the paint on them. Like, you still feel like you can drive the paint on them. Dudes just don't respect Rudy Gobert. Like, he's a two-time, right, defensive player of the year? Is it twice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they don't respect him. They don't. They try to dump on him and get in his face and knock him down. It's wow. Like, Rudy wants to fight somebody. And then Draymond choked him. So he got to fight somebody to get his respect. He got to take a 5-game suspension just for the culture of y'all ain't going to do this to me.
Oh, man. But yeah, I just think the Warriors have troubles with those teams. I don't think the Warriors will be able to compete with the Timberwolves, the Nuggets, or the Lakers. But I think there's some other teams that can definitely get some headaches. I mean, we saw the Lakers just ate them up in the paint last year in the playoffs in the Western Conference semifinal round. Yeah, I just think those teams that are going to have that kind of physicality are just going to cause them problems.
It could be.
I agree with that, but they also have their own set of challenges against a team like the Warriors. All those teams mm-hmm. that you talked about there, with what those guys can do and how they can put up points. I can see them.
There you go. Gotta be able to defend.
I can see them making a deep run into the playoffs if they hit it just right.
They got
really
Andrew Wiggins to get his head out of his ass. They need Andrew Wiggins to get his head out of his ass. He's the guy. When they were got on that run and he was playing like that, where he was like, damn, that's Andrew Wiggins you thought you were getting in the draft. And now he's going back to the guy who's like, oh, it's Andrew Wiggins. So he's got to pick it up.
Yeah,
if I'm right.
Agreed.
Andre, are you with us?
Can you hear us?
I
I don't think you can hear us. Okay, so, man, I was watching that game, that T-Wolves and the Sixers game. Freaking Embiid with 51 points and Maxey with 35, I believe. They had 86. The other, everybody else for 41 in that game. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I was watching that game. Here's the thing, and I've said it before, and I give it to you, Rob. I don't understand coaches that stick to their regular rotation in a big game where it's like national televised game, a game that may come down to trying to prove who you are, seeding, when you play a big game like that. They
Oh, shuck. Lock talk. What's up, gentlemen? Mic check, mic check, mic check, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
I can hear you.
Oh, I just heard Gary. Gary, you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I don't hear JQ.
Oh, this is fantastic. All right,
can y'all hear me, fellas? Can y'all hear me?
Hey, I can hear you.
You click on the turn your computer on audio on Gary. I can hear Gary on Blog Talk, but he's the only one I can hear.
I don't hear anybody on Blog Talk. It's like you're saying there's a problem. Hold on. It's time to reconnect, and it is like there's an expression problem. That was weird. I just went. Like,
yeah.
Is Gary on the, are you on the Zoom, Gary?
Yeah, I'm on the Zoom.
Gary?
Yeah, I can still hear Gary on Block Talk.
Tell him to, like, Google. That's crazy. I cannot. I don't hear anything on Block Talk. Yeah, I don't hear anything on Block Talk either.
Gary, you got your audio on the computer?
Tell him to turn it on. Well, that, boy, you talk about a cluster. This is how
I'm
feeling right now.
All right, can you hear me?
I can hear you on Blog Talk, but we can't hear you on the computer.
Tell me
oh, really?
All
you have to
do is unmute yourself.
Yeah, just unmute your mic.
I did. Can you hear me now?
There it is.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go.
Okay.
That's weird, man. That's exactly what you said. Like, it's Christmas. Man, that was, I was talking to you guys to cut out. I'm like, what? So,
wow.
Okay. Can we start, can we try to finish? It's saying that calls are dropping here, so I don't know what's happening with that side, man. So,
I haven't,
I have not disconnected from a wrong call, so if it's dropping me, it's dropping me.
You're still logged in.
I think Robert's still logged in, too.
I'm still dialing. Like I said, I was hearing Gary, but I couldn't hear nobody else.
JQ was going off, but, man, whatever he said, he sounded amazing. I just couldn't hear none of it.
Yeah, I was talking about Maxey and Embiid going for 86 points.
Yeah.
I was still 41. I was like, damn, I was talking. I was like, what?
25 minutes here. I don't know if it's going to happen. I did want to talk about the actual signing day. I did want to talk about things that have happened. I bet we could get to some fan shout-outs. But there's a lot of things that are happening, too, as far as...
Wait. Why are we still doing this? You can sign a lot about running back. Now I'm going to listen to it.
You can't even dial back in? I'm still connected.
I'm getting a digital signal. That's what I have. That's what happened to me.
What? Zero.
Man, this is a cluster.
What's the definition of insanity, gentlemen?
Yeah.
That's exactly what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Could you try and dial back in, Rob?
Yeah. No, I don't see you.
I can hear you. Oh, that's just on this though. That's just on them.
I got my backup phone, my Rob.
Oh, yeah. The Mac.
Yep.
Wait a minute.
It looks like I got
first. We're on.
I can hear Gary and Andrew right now.
Yeah. Well, that's what I called in on, and I muted my other.
Hey, Gary, did he say something to it?
Gary, say something.
I'm trying to get Rob, and he's not able to get Rob. Okay, I let him in now.
Hearing Dre, but I think I'm hearing him through Gary.
Yeah. It keeps dropping somebody.
Can you hear us, JP?
0861. Is that you, Rob?
Yeah, that's me.
It keeps, like, when I keep letting you back in, it keeps dropping.
Oh, yeah. It did.
Yeah. Gary was just by himself. Gary's more than sure.
Well, I'm going to recap. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, that's a service, so you'd think they would notify.
What the hell? Like, JP, I'll wait to go. But the doctor's like, first off, man. I was like, we can't mess around and lose to the Panthers. Then I was like, you know what? We probably can lose to the Panthers. We get a better grip. That's the last step. Let's talk about losing to get a better grip. That's exactly where I am.
No. That's not embarrassing. No. Oh, really? Can you hear me, Rob?
$0.45.
Oh my God.
Okay. It was a top.
right, nigga. That team sucks. That was bad. 45 cents.
Cowboys would have lost to Carolina this weekend, too. No, fuck if they wouldn't have. Absolutely they would have. I am being honest with you. I watched that game three times. No, it's not. No, it's not. And they're going to get their asses kicked this next week, this weekend. They're going to get their asses kicked. They don't have to. All they have to do is run the ball. Hand it off. Oh, yeah. I know.
All the like, Kyle said, every team, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, healthy, I give you that. But you, yeah. After what happened to you in Buffalo, if you can't be lying at me, but let's just say two of them, probably three, but let's say two. With two of the offensive linemen out and Tyree still a problem, Dallas has got to figure out a way to get the big role away from there. There's three and four of a role, but if you look at it, it hasn't really been any teams on the road. There'd be too many teams at home.
Yep.
But they got to figure out a way to win the big-time role game because they're going to have any shot to get to the Super Bowl. Doesn't look like they're going to get home field advantage now. They got to figure out a way to win one of these big games.
I don't know. Philly keeps stumbling, too, so that, you know. But I can see Philly winning at least one of these games. I can see Dallas losing three of these games.
They got for the Giants twice in the last two games. Yeah, there's somebody else that's wonderful too, right? Yeah, Arizona. Yeah,
Yeah, all they have to do is win one, and they've got the division, Philadelphia. Because Dallas is probably going to lose all three.
If you really do a deep dive, Philly, Jalen Hurts is not Jalen Hurts of last year. Yeah, I know he's battling some injury. When we look at the number of turnovers he had, I think he got 17 turnovers this year. Well, you know, one of my players watching, that dude just pushed him out the way and put that ball in the end. Come on, dude. You got, you know, he's going to knock it down.
He's going to win those 50-50 balls every time.
And you go see a third wide receiver? Like, I don't
see a ground to win those 50-50 balls.
Yeah, Quez Watkins, y'all, you can. Come on, man. You gotta at least go try to knock
the ass off. Now, Devontae Smith, he's got to be to the speed now. He's not a guy that throws 50-50 balls.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
50-50 balls. He
NFL right now, man. It's for me, it's the 49ers and everybody else.
Ravens is 49ers,
but obviously they come. Let's see what the Ravens up against 49ers this week. I mean, trust me, I'm hoping Ravens beat them.
I hope the Ravens beat them like a redheaded stepchild. Had a losing season? Are you rooting for a losing season, JQ?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Of course you are. Hell yes. I just wanted to see your eyes squint up a little bit as you said, hell yes. That was great.
You know, I'm not rooting for anything bad.
Hey, we can have a big bonfire and burn the Steelers jerseys. I'll be taking off early tomorrow morning for Indiana. Yeah, we're going to take our motorhome. We're going to drive it. That's where my daughter's at. I don't know. I can't remember the name of the town. It's right on the border of Louisville, Kentucky. It's a little Jefferson, I think is the name of the town that she lives in. What's that, Rob? What, Jefferson? I have not been there.
Only for the 100 miles. Yeah. It's the bourbon capital of the world, too. You go down that bourbon, you'll get fucked up.
Well, I'm not a bourbon guy, so I won't worry about that.
You don't just
see that to the museum, Rob, when they try to get the baseball bats and stuff like that? Yeah, I went to the Louisville Slugger Museum. I went to the Lincoln Museum. And I went to the Derby Museum and all that. It was pretty cool.
You know, right where I live in Florida here is where all of the horses are at. All of the horses that run in those big races, you know, the Triple Crown races, they're all right down here. And one of the tracks is actually within, probably a mile of my house. And they're private tracks. And what they do is they bring them down here this time of year and train them.